Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're tuned in to UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have Shania on the line with me, and she's got something going on that is, wow, phenomenal. I'm going to let her share with you. So, Shania, say hello to the people and let them know what you're doing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shania Brown. I just turned 14, but I just did my movie, Why Me? It's about mental illness and how I wanted to bring awareness to it and how I thought it's not talked about enough. Basically, I wanted to do the movie because I felt like I had this friend and I felt like he was going through a lot of stuff and I felt that he might have a mental illness. So I wanted to bring awareness to it because I feel like so many people suffer in silence, not knowing what's going on or believing in what's going on, but no one wants to believe them. And no one wants to help them. So I just really thought that this would be a good topic to have a movie on and bring awareness to.
That's exceptional. Now, at 14, how do you even know about mental illness?
Well, I think I watch a lot of movies because I like to see how people act and how I would react to things, to see how I would want to do things in my acting career.
Okay.
But I forgot what the movie was, but I've watched like a few shows, a few mental illness shows. I was just watching this one show where this man doesn't have a mental illness. He's like, okay, I like superpowers, okay? So
okay.
Basically everyone thinks he has a mental illness because they think he sees things, stuff, and thinks he's like schizophrenic, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, they don't know the real, I mean, they know the real signs, but they're not really paying attention to the person that he is. So I felt like people suffer and they shouldn't have to. They should have to on their own.
Right. So let's go back to your friend. What were some signs that you observed, and was he being bullied?
He was being bullied. The teachers weren't helping him. He would do certain things that I would feel like he would do certain motions or say certain things that would catch me off guard. And I'd be like, I wonder what's going on there. I wonder if there's a reason for all this other stuff. So
right.
I thought I saw some signs, and I went to my mother to say something, and then I went to my principal. I just thought I should do something about it and try to help. Mm-hmm. So I would always be there for him no matter what, but it was just hard because I knew that something else had to be going on. I mean, it didn't have to, but just my personal opinion.
Right. You know, and salute to you even going to your mother when you observed that something was a little off and taking it to the principal. I mean, because then we can just go right into how do you feel about the shootings in the school? How has that affected you?
It affects me because I don't go to school scared. I always like to look on the bright side. But I know the things can happen. I just pray that God is watching over me and everyone in school, but
girl,
it is a terrible, terrible thing. Mm-hmm. I think my school that I went to had some threats, so a lot of people went home one day, and you know, I prayed that nothing would happen. So it's a scary thing that shouldn't happen. Because we're kids, we should be able to enjoy our lives and live freely, and not have to go to school scared. And be able to just get our schoolwork done, do our extracurriculars, get through the day, get home to say, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad.
God.
I love you,
yes,
bro. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. How are your grades? And has any of this affected you in any way, or everything is just groovy?
Well, I have to keep my grades up to keep doing what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
And it's a good thing because some of those classes that I take will help me in the future. Now, some of them, I'm not going to lie, I don't know what they're there for. But some of them will help, you know, some of them will help in the future. Like when I went to public school, a lot of my teachers and stuff would just tell me about life. Like once the class is over, if we got through our stuff all really quick, they would just teach me about life and how to get through it and certain things that you should know, but you wouldn't know because it's not in the curriculum. So I feel like education is very important.
Right.
And it always will be. So I like to keep my grades up.
One of the key things as far as you being a script writer now is reading and writing. So was that one of your favorite subjects, or you just have to continue to, you know, educate yourself in that area as you go on writing script and also being an actress?
I used to really like writing. I used to take creative writing. I mean, I still do like writing. It's just not my favorite subject. My favorite subject now is history. I love history.
Okay.
But I used to really like writing. I was in a creative writing class in sixth grade, but they didn't have extracurriculars at my new school. But I really used to like writing, and I still do, but now I'm on history. But I'm going to continue to educate myself in writing a little bit more without the just writing and reading and stuff like that. It's kind of different from script writing because it's a whole, unless you take that type of class, because it's a, kind of like a whole different type of thing. You just, for reading, you need to know your grammar, you know, everything. But in script writing, too, I'm just saying there's a lot of extra things that go with script writing that aren't in reading.
Okay.
And I love acting.
How did you begin to write this script? Why me?
Well, I brought it to my mother because she does a lot of stuff, not in this industry, but she helps me with a lot of stuff and helps me get through. So I brought it to her attention, and we started bouncing off ideas of how this should start and scenes that we wanted in this that we wanted to promote and bring awareness to. But I started bouncing off ideas. I think we had a bunch of different, like, the main deal of the script, like the same idea, but a bunch of different scenes, and we just couldn't figure out which way they should go into the script and go, like, which one should go into the movie. So eventually we got the script, you know, we sent it off to people in the movie, which is Hawthorne James, which is amazing, and Cindy Williams, and of course our director was Robert Parham. But we sent it off to them, and they said they really liked it. We just had to perfect some things, you know. A script isn't going to be perfect on your first your first time doing it, so you just got to keep redoing it until you like the way that it turns out. So it took a little minute, but eventually we got it done.
So you have some connections in the industry, or you just kind of just did it and threw it out? Yeah.
Where I live, like, I have people that I've worked with before and that I love to work with again, but I have a PR. Her name is Ms. Matt. And she has a lot of connections and stuff. So when she has a job or we want to do something, we go to her or she comes to us. And it's a really good work relationship and just family relationship because I love her, you know. She's amazing.
Good.
So she's just like really good, and she's really good at her job, amazing at her job.
So this kind of just all shaped together for you to write the script, connect with the right people, and get it out, right? And the story is to create awareness of mental illness. And are you acting in this film as well? And what part are you playing?
Yes, I am acting in this. I am playing Crystal Black. I am playing the child with the mental illness, which is a very tough role play, but I loved learning how to do it because I didn't want to do anything wrong to disrespect anyone or underplay the role. I really had to dig deep and see where this role would come into play in my heart. So it was a very fun role to play.
Man, is this your first acting ordeal, or have you done acting previously?
I have been acting for years, but my first movie was Snow Black, also directed by Robert Parham. So he gave me my first break.
Okay.
And I loved that movie. It was a really good storyline. It still is. I don't think it's out yet. It was a really good story. It's a really good storyline. So I was the younger sister in that movie. So yeah, he gave me my first movie. I did some shorts before that. Like, I did Why Me the Shorts, but I still count this as the same thing. Not the same thing. I mean, yeah, the same thing, because it's just on a bigger scale now.
Right.
But I did Why Me Before. I did a lot of theater work because I love theater. It's like you only get that one shot on stage.
True story.
So I just love living in the and theater work.
All right. I mean, and I like what you said. You didn't want to disrespect anybody who may be challenged with mental illness. I mean, we're in a place now where 9-year-olds are committing suicide. So this is really a major, major issue around the world. And I'm honored that you're coming across our platform here in New York and that we can help spread this important, very, very, very important message. And how are you going to be distributing the short?
I pay attention to everything, but that's more of the business side. So I don't know if you too much about it, but my PR does.
Okay.
So.
Okay. When is the expected date for it to, do you know that or no?
Next year.
Okay.
Sometime.
So. All right, so it should be out next year sometime. We just want to let people know when to start looking out for it. Who are some of your favorite actors?
Let's see. I have a lot. I have a few. See, there's Oprah Winfrey. There's Zendaya. There's Cicely Tyson.
Oh my goodness, you got heavyweights and classics. So I'm confident of the direction you're going in. My goodness. If you had a chance to work with someone on screen, who would you want to work with?
Okay,
you could do two.
Two people?
Yeah.
I would do Denzel Washington,
uh-huh,
and Angela Bassett.
Wow. Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's all right. That is all right. So what's the future looking like for you, Shania?
It's looking up because we're a positive family here. You know, we do everything with positivity. No matter what, we try to.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, the movie's going to come out. I'm going to try to do some more modeling and stuff, more acting. You know, I like dancing. So maybe, I don't know. But maybe I'll do some more theater work because I love theater. So we'll see what happens.
That sounds good. Everything that you're doing also at 14 requires dedication and discipline. So how do you train yourself?
My mother does that. You know, in many years, like in big trouble, in so many years, because I try to be good. So I haven't gotten in big trouble in many years because I don't do that much, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I try not to do anything that would upset my mother or my father.
Right.
So I just
right.
stay out of trouble and, you know, yeah.
What's one of your favorite movies?
One of my favorite movies? I have a lot, honestly. I watch so many movies, but I like...
Which one that stands
out? Color Purple. The Color Purple used to be my favorite movie for a long time. For a long, long time.
What did you like about it?
So, I mean, it's not my favorite movie now.
No, I know, but what did you like about it when you, you know, first watched it?
Well, you know, I have some of my favorite actors.
Mm-hmm.
But... What I liked about it, there's so many different factors. I felt like it was true, and I like true stories portrayed on a movie or TV or anything. I like true stories
right.
based on real things on TV and movies.
Me too.
Documentaries and stuff, but acted out.
Right. So what do you like to do in your spare time for fun as a 14-year-old?
Spare time?
Yeah, as a 14-year-old, what's fun for you? Besides work and school.
Yeah, watching TV, watching movie. I go out with my mom a lot just to get out the house, you know, because homeschool, you do some stuff, but you don't do a lot.
Right.
I kind of want to go out this Saturday, so we'll see how that goes. My friends are going to the movies, you know, one of my closest friends from second grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm trying to get out Saturday. I talk to my friends on the phone a lot because if you're not in school, it's kind of difficult.
Right.
But at the same time, once you're out of school, you can just text them or call them, you know. I play some video games. I also do that. And on some occasions, not some occasions, I like to read.
Okay.
So I have a book that...
So what message do you have for the youth and the violence that's going on? What would you say?
I would say if you see something going on, like gang violence or anything like that, anything that looks suspicious, just turn your head. Of course, if something is going on and you want to help, you can call the police, you know, or try anything, but make sure you're safe, okay? Make sure you don't get into any drama or any violence because it's not worth it in the end of the day. Like, at
right.
the end of the day, who is going to still be talking about, look at this, who won this fight? Or, look at this, she's on the ground crying. Like, no, it's not worth it, okay? Just turn your head. Don't even give it your attention.
Mm.
Because it's just so negative. Yes. And it will really bring you down. Like, if you start weighing on the terrible things and what people are saying about you, yes, sometimes it will get to you. It got to me when I was in third grade because some people said something. Wow. But you have to overcome what they're doing and what they're saying and just move on with your day and talk to the people that really care about you, have the same interests. Don't try to get in trouble all the time. Don't just surround yourself with the people that you see being your friends and that are positive and that are good role models. Wow. Even if they're the same age as you. I have some, I guess you could say, some role models that are my age that are doing what I'm doing right now because they're doing so well and they keep striving to do well.
Right, right. Wow, that was excellent. Jeez. What do you think is missing or lacking for our youth that there's this elevation of violence, suicide, and mental health issues? What do you think? What are you seeing out there? What have you seen in school? What is lacking for the community of the youth that's out there today?
What's lacking is maybe a program in schools. Program so that way maybe if kids don't have someone to talk to at home or maybe they don't want to talk, maybe it's like kind of like a support group but not a support group, just like a group to help kids, I don't know, talk about or hear other people's stories, because sometimes other kids don't know what's going on at home, so they think they can just say this, say that, and it won't affect the other person. But even if they shove it off like it doesn't hurt, it could really actually hurt. Maybe something is going on at home that they don't know about. I think self-esteem is a big thing because kids are just pushed down so much, especially as you go into high school or you're in middle school. People just like to push you down. And maybe it's because their own self-esteem. Maybe they want to hurt you to make themselves feel better. Or maybe it's just because you come from an environment, like you're in an environment where things are just so bad. Mm-hmm. And they can get better. They will get better as long as you have that mindset, you know. But self-esteem is such a big thing because you really have to build that up as you go, like as you grow older. It's not just there already.
Right.
It's a thing that you work yourself up to. So I feel like self-esteem is a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, we had after-school programs, and of course, they're all gone. And, you know, they took music out of school, they done took prayer out of school. I mean, it's bare bones for children to even kind of have an activity. But I thank you for, you know, your contribution to the community and writing a script and using your talents as an actress to really create awareness and inspire other children, other youth your age or younger, to kind of get involved in their passion of what maybe they like to do, whether it's, you know, writing scripts, being in a movie, playing sports, or what have you. So if there's someone listening that's 14 or a teenager, what would you encourage them to do to get started in the path of their passion?
I would encourage you to do it. You wouldn't know if you would be good at anything, or you can't do something without starting it first. So even if you're scared, you gotta just go for it, because someone out there is looking over you and making sure that you have your happiness. So just go for what you want. Whether you're an adult, you're a young child, you're a teenager, go for your dream. And if you get to it, maybe you can post an online video if that has to do with your type of job, your dream job that you want to do. So, you know, because the internet, a lot of people have been discovered on the internet. Well, I feel like a few people have been discovered on the internet. So, you know, maybe if that'll help your career, do that. So,
man. Wise beyond your years, young lady. Wise beyond your years. I thank you so much for coming through. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So please keep us in the loop of the future activities you're doing. We love being a media partner to those doing great things. So we appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate you having me.
No worries. You have a good day.
You too.